Well, there are a number of things that we all share, those of us who have participated in Backstory. Our work has been commissioned or accepted or edited and or published by the same person, and that is John Pongenti, the Jesuit behind Ig Nation. It's a very interesting role that he's been playing with us. It's the role of encouragement in our journey of exploration of these ideas. And it seems to me that that is elemental in the Ignatian world, that we have, in the spirit of Ignatius of Loyola, been encouraged to search for the presence of God in all things. And there's a kind of ministry function that John Pongenti has played with us in this. And that, for me, is a very interesting model, because he's not a parish priest. He's not being defined by a place or a set of requirements of liturgical interventions, that what we have is a very distinct approach to ministry. It's the ministry of encouragement. It's the ministry of inspiration. It's the ministry of nudging and pushing. And it works. I've done a lot of work looking into the life and legacy of Henry Nouwen. And one of the things I've discovered along the way is that here is a Catholic priest, diocesan priest, by training, in fact, who completely reinvented, reimagined the role, the function, the experience, the practice of what it means to be an ordained Catholic priest in the 20th century. Unfortunately, Nouwen didn't survive into the 21st century. He died in 1996. But here, with the experience of Ignatian, we have an equivalent experience in that John Pongenti, who is also a Catholic priest, in his case a Jesuit, has nurtured, commissioned, accepted, edited, published, encouraged the work of all of the contributors to Backstory. And it seems to me that what we have in his career is another model of what it is to be in ministry in the 20th and 21st century, that it is not defined by parish community. It is defined by a commitment to relationship, a commitment to engagement, and the dedication of working to help other people on their journey. And that to me is the very interesting through line of all the items in Backstory, that even those from people who are like John Pongenti, trained Jesuits, members of that congregation, he's working with colleagues, whether we are in ordained ministry or not, whether we are people who have a grounded theological training or, like most of us, who have not. But we are being nurtured, supported, encouraged, and inspired to look further and deeper, not only into the things around us, but into our own personal understanding of these things. And that, for me, has been a great gift to encounter that in all the pieces and all the interviews that I've had, but also in my own life, to have worked with John Pongenti. And we go back now to the 1970s, several decades, and to know that here has been this Catholic priest quietly working in the background, nudging, encouraging, supporting, and assisting in this journey of exploration of what it means to search for God in all things. And that has been a great delight in this exercise of Backstory, to see how that has been played out in the lives of the participants and those people who I interviewed for the series.